Welcome back to NFL Rants and Raves. This is Steven Miranda.
And this is Jeff Ellis for Tuesday, October 2nd, 2012.
Episode 8.22, the Week 4 Recap Show.
How do you like me now, people?
I don't like the...
If it's going to have to be different every single show for like 50 shows...
Who are you going for there? I don't...
There's a deal that I have made with our listenership that's going to be different every time.
I understand, but what was that?
It was Elmo with a little bit of nitrous oxide.
All right, speaking of Elmo... he made an appearance on NFL game day morning.
Absolutely. Only because Rich's kids are that age.
Is that what it is?
If Rich's kids were older, he'd have celebrities.
We got a retweet from Rich because I tweeted to him because Emma was sitting there watching with me.
Because your kids are Rich's kids' age.
Yes. And Emma goes, "Hey, Daddy, I want to go there."
That would be the set of NFL Network, which would be in Century City.
So I tweeted that out to Rich, and he replied. He said, NFL Network and Sesame Street are one and the same.
Oh, yes. So anyways, welcome back. But this is going to be your Week 4 recap. Monday Night Football finished with a big old ouch, and the week started off on Thursday Night Football with a big old...
You know what I think I'm going to love best about this episode?
When it's over.
Monday Night Football is the last game we talk about, which means we're not going to have any time for it, so let's get started!
I'll see you there with you.
Bringing American football to the world, it's Steven Miranda and Jeff Ellis with NFL Rants and Raves.
So I'm in a bit of a dilemma.
Dilemma?
I have this job.
Perplexed.
Which pays me.
Yes.
To write about the Dallas Cowboys as they are playing.
Correct.
Now, my wife comes up to me this morning and says, "That's not a good combination for you when the Cowboys are losing." Apparently, I was... in not so good a mood last night.
Yeah.
And having to write about it.
Yeah.
Angers me more.
Yeah, it doesn't probably help ease things off the throat there. You know, so Mike Graham asked me at the end of the game last night. Mike Graham said to me, he said, "So, you know, how do you do this with Steven, you know, being that he appreciates the Cowboys so much?" And I said, "I'll be honest. I said, I'm not really looking forward to going into work in the morning. We have a show we have to do, and then we have some more radio we've got to do. I'm not necessarily looking forward." I said,
"Great,
you know,
spirits.
You know, you are in great spirits, but you know what, Steven? I'm going to guess that it is in spite of yourself that you're just making the choice." And let me just
I've
go further.
You've grown significantly.
You've grown
in my
significantly,
8 years.
But you're still growing further, Steven, because now you're actually up, and that tells me that you've even grown more. And that's not being condescending. You're
actually up.
The history, as I understand it, of Steven Miranda, mm-hmm. as long as I've known him, if the Cowboys lost the next day, just stay the hell away from him. Just stay the hell away.
That was a very long time ago.
I'm saying as long as I've known you, which is like 16 years.
I was pre-children.
16 years, Steven, I've known you. So I'm giving you the history. I can't even go back your whole life, but I can say 16 years. Then a couple years go by. A couple years.
Before you knew me, it was about a week. You know, talk to me until the next Sunday.
Oh, okay. So when I first met you, it was don't talk to... Well, I didn't see him that often, so that was fine.
Yeah.
So it was just Trisha that had to put up with it. So that was fine and well and good. And so then the next guy I know is... You don't want to say anything to him, but you can be around him. But you don't want to say anything to him because if you say, "Well, I'm sorry for your loss," then you get your head ripped off. And if you don't say anything... That's okay. That's probably best case scenario. But if you say something like, "Wow, that game was ugly," and you just try and be honest, you have no idea. Then you're going to get your head ripped off. So you just pretty much have to be silent. Then we go to Steven Miranda 4.0. And Steven Miranda 4.0, you could talk to, but he's going to be a little sad. But you can talk to him. You can say anything, and he's just going to be sad. Steven Miranda 5.0 was that he would actually hold his chin up and just go, "You know what? It happens, and it was bad, and what are you going to do? Let's move on." Now, Steve Miranda 6.0 is just like, "We got a show to do, man. Let's get going." Yeah, it sucked. Yes. Yeah, it was horrible. So what?
So let's get going.
I love this guy. That's all I'm saying. That's my rant and rave all in one. The Browns at Ravens on Thursday Night Football. Ravens 12-point home favorites. Cleveland and said, we're bad, but come on.
They sneak away come with on. A 7-point victory.
We're not that bad.
Now
Kostaki's going to have other things to say later, just to tease him.
Yes, Kostaki Economopoulos will join us
here
later on in the show. But here, Jeff, there's something, I don't know. You know what?
Talk to me.
I'm kind of tired of people saying, you know, it was an ugly win.
Yeah.
They won.
Oh,
they won.
So ugly wins are wins.
Now, granted, it took the Cleveland Browns wide receivers dropping 7 passes to get the win. But still.
Which, by the way, has prompted their head. No, that's Kansas City. I'm sorry. Where they're actually looking
what,
at quarterback.
I'm stopping. I am taking my quarter now that I know. And these two dimes are mine, too. So you're left with a nickel.
I'm left with a lousy nickel.
So that's all you have. I take my quarter. I'll tell you why. The bet that you did accept was I said Reggie Bush would not rush for 100 yards last week, and he rushed for 61.
How many yards did he pass catch for? That was not the bet, I agree, but I think he pass caught for like 50.
No, not last week.
No.
This week he probably, yes, but not last week.
Oh, so we're going back in time and back in the way
yes,
back machine.
Yes, I'm sorry. We're going way back because you never paid me my quarter, and I
never
need,
paid you your quarter. It's
I
been sitting here
quarter.
On the ISDN box
so,
the whole time.
So I've got
I
more
believe
quarters.
We're talking about Baltimore, however.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I just wanted to get
I mean,
get
I'm
that.
Happy to take that with me
I wanted to get the,
an Indian casino and double down on it if you want.
Well,
and make you a whole dollar.
I've now got... Well, if you give me the nickel, I'll have a dollar.
I'll give you the nickel.
All right, cool.
I'll
have a dollar
now. Double down
get
$2.
Can you double down on it?
I'll take my 11 against the dealer 6, and I'll pull out your dollar, and I'll add it to my bet at the $25 table.
Back to the Ravens. Look,
I'll actually
they
tip the waitress.
You know, Flacco got picked in the end zone, and that wasn't good. But the Cleveland Browns, I'm going to give them a little one, a little. That's about it.
Yep.
Just for the fact that they actually, nobody gave them a shot. They were 12-point dogs.
Exactly.
And they came out and they stuck it to them. And it took Brandon Whedon on the final play of the game throwing the ball out of the end zone for Baltimore to win the game.
You know what, Brandon? I love how you put together that drive. But on that final play, give yourself a chance.
Kind of make
give
sure
your team a chance.
The ball lands
stays in the field of play.
In the field of play.
Or where one of your guys could reach it.
Because, you know what?
You did an admirable job in that game, Brandon.
Even if it gets picked,
it doesn't matter. Game's still over.
But you got to keep it in the field of play.
Give your guys a chance to catch it, Brandon. And I must say, I think he grew a little bit from this process. And as the Cleveland Browns, they will continue to grow. They will lose a lot of games this season, but they're going to continue to grow. Brandon Whedon was 25 of 52. He had to throw the ball 50-plus times. That is usually a sign of big-time desperation and losing. No touchdowns, one pick.
But you know what? Little hang, you know, Whedon and Trent Richardson, after that first game where they were awful against the Eagles, they've put together a string of some pretty good games. Now, they haven't come out on top yet, but they're playing some ball in Cleveland.
Didn't it feel a little bit like the Monday night game all over again?
I'm hesitant.
You're not answering my question because you're about to say something.
Yes, I'm hesitant to put them at 0-16 watch because that's just going to prompt them to win.
Yeah.
So let's keep them out of 0-16 watch.
Is anyone on 0-16 watch then?
No, no one right now.
We do not believe there's an 0-16 worthy team this season, and I'm down with that, Stephen.
Yeah, because the Saints, they've been in every game.
The Saints could lose all.
They've been in every
but
single
they'll
game.
They'll find a way to
they'll
win one.
They'll
find
a way to win eventually. And the only other
real relevant team here is the Cleveland
Browns. They're the only
now, Stephen, to me, it felt like the Monday Night Football game in Seattle on Thursday night at the end of that game when Brandon Whedon threw that pass.
And that's
did
absolutely.
It feel just like it?
But we had real refs now.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. Well, and we didn't have a pass that made it into the end zone.
Did you see my Madagascar 3 real ref tweet?
Stephen, what's the odds of me seeing Madagascar 3 ever?
You never saw Madagascar 3?
What's the chance of me seeing Madagascar 1, 2, or 3?
I don't know.
Steven,
you should see
my
them
children are
they're
grown.
Fun, but they're funny.
I believe you.
They're funny.
But
as a matter of fact, Madagascar 3, I think I laughed more than my children.
I believe that.
Although my children were pretty cracking up throughout the whole thing.
But... And they were sedated, so you've got that going.
The circus, the afro. You haven't heard that yet?
Afro circus. Yeah. I can do the bit because I've heard you do it.
Polka dot circus.
No.
Okay, no. So that's Chris Rock, by the way, doing the voice.
And I love
of
Chris
the zebra.
Rock. I think he's freaking hilarious.
He is hilarious in this movie. So we modified it. We had modified it before for the Eli Manning interceptions.
I'm giving Steven the let's go. Let's move on
right.
here.
You don't want to hear the real ref Madagascar 3 reference. That's all right. We'll move on. The Carolina Panthers.
Steven at RARN.net. If you want it, he'll record it and send it out to you personally. Okay?
Shut up.
So I'm just saying. There's a way that Jeff wasn't mean. You can still get it.
Before we get to Panthers at Falcons.
At Falcon. How does Mike say it?
I don't know, but it can't be as bad as the woman who Mike played for me saying the Star Spangled Banger.
Oh my gosh!
You didn't hear? You don't listen to me on Thursday night when I'm on the air?
Did you listen to me last night? No, because it was a Cowboys game.
I was working.
Right. Otherwise, you would.
But otherwise, I do listen.
You do not.
I pop up this. We do. Me and Trish pop up the thing.
You guys
listen
to me? Now I'm embarrassed.
See?
Because I don't know anybody who listens, so I get embarrassed. I'm just used.
I usually get an email from Ed Frank saying, did Jeff really say that? He listens too. So
see?
There are people who listen, so you should probably be on your best behavior.
I said Matt Forte was inactive, and I meant to say active.
Yes.
And I'm like, I can't believe I just said that. I didn't realize it until I went to commercial last night. But anyway, you know what, people? This is why I will never criticize a politician for misspeaking. Uh-huh. Because people who talk and are recorded all the time, you're going to say stuff
but
wrong.
But there's misspeaking, and then there's repeating the same thing over and over and over again. And
well, that's just called being wrong.
That's what your guys doing right now. But anyway.
Steven, you really want to bring politics into this?
No, we're not. Let's
because
get,
I've
before
been
we,
really,
let me finish.
I think I've been really good.
You have been. Before we get to Panthers and Falcons, I need to tell you this. Next week, week 5, where the true bye start, where you have more than just two teams off, there is not a single game where both teams have a winning record.
I know. Isn't that weird?
That is, it's, I don't know if it's weird. I don't, do we really want parody? Do we really want this kind
of? I want a cracker. Honestly, that's the only kind of parody that I'm not. Steven,
two
do we,
and two parody.
That is the question of the week. And
I need something. You need to go down.
To
you need to blow
seat.
It. You need to put the turbo on. Something.
Don't
I'm dying
ask for me to blow you on radio. That's bad,
right.
Steven.
I didn't say that.
I turned it up.
You're putting me on the hot. Why do I always have to? Give me that thing.
No.
Just give me the remote.
My iPad. Oh, that. I'll give you the.
Yes. Now tell me, why am I on the hot seat?
Because I thought you asked the best question of this 2012 NFL season, and I'm not being condescending.
All right.
You asked it, so I'm asking you to answer it. Do we really want parody like this? Oh, damn, that's cold. So that better hit you somewhere. Okay, when the air conditioning was installed in this cave, and mind you, for our British friends, it is 40 freaking degrees outside. Yes, 105 degrees outside.
It's hot. I'm sorry. I need that. I know that's going to hit you, but
well, look, I'm wearing long sleeves.
If it doesn't oscillate like that, it never hits me, so I need it to
oscillate. Well, find out the place where it hits you, and then keep it there.
We can't.
Sure we can. There's one place where it's better.
We can always switch sides.
Do you know what would be involved with us trading sides? Steven, first of all, we have 8 years of stereo that we would be blowing up, where I am on the right and you're on the left.
And
that's because I'm a man of the right and you're a man of the left.
Would it kill people if now I was on the right?
I think it would freak people out and they would probably stop listening. They would just, you know what? I'm so troubled by this now.
All right. Cause,
so, I mean, I didn't even say commander
and
thief.
Why am I on the hot seat?
So, Commander and Thief, that was a pretty good joke that I made up on the fly because you pushed me in a political direction.
Stop.
So, why are you on the hot seat? Because you asked the most poignant question of the 2012 season, which is, do we really want parody like this? Where on any given Sunday, the Browns can take a Super Bowl caliber team like the Baltimore Ravens and take them down to the wire.
And push them to
do
the limit.
Do we really want
push
that?
Them to the limit.
Where the undefeated Arizona Cardinals have to go to overtime to beat the freaking Miami Dolphins. Do we really want that?
You really, if you do nothing else this week, you need to read this week's Steven Miranda's week four, good, bad, and the ugly.
I always read your good, bad, and the ugly. Oh, okay. I never listen to you when you're on radio because I listen to you all the time.
I was shocked at how much love I gave Miami this week.
Well, I don't know how you don't, because look, first of all, I wish I don't have it anymore in my cart, but you know, I just want the Neil Diamond, Turn On Your Heart Light. Turn on your heart light in the middle of a young boy's dream. And that young boy is Ryan Tannehill.
254 yards receiving.
A Miami Dolphins record.
Record.
By a guy that no one's heard of unless you listen to this show.
Right.
And listen to me sing Turn On Your Heart Line.
Yeah, someone,
from Neil Diamond.
Someone gave you props on Twitter.
Hey, I've heard of that guy that everyone's saying nobody's heard of because of Jeff. Well, you know, I've heard of him just because I'm so desperate in fantasy football usually that I'm chasing points.
But
and I've noticed
Cameron Wake.
That's how I found Danny Amendola, because he gets targeted more than anybody else in the league. That's how I found Brian Hartline, because he gets targeted more than anybody else in the league.
So they're the only two guys they got on their team.
They got Devon Bass.
So
and
anyways,
got, the
but,
kid running back, Reggie Bush.
The kid running back.
He's still younger than me.
There was a ton in that Miami game. Cameron Rake had 4.5 sacks. And
yeah, no, their
beast.
Defense is looking good. Beast mode.
5 hits on the quarterback. Anyways, but let's get off of Miami for now. Back to Panthers-Falcons.
Yeah.
I just want to say to the Carolina Panthers, you get a half clap for coming back and playing well in this game. But
I felt horribly. I was wearing my Cam Newton jersey.
Superman, don't fumble on 4th-and-1.
Yeah.
2. Superman, don't allow his defense. Well, that has nothing to do with Cam. But his defense should not
win all Hello Kitty on him.
At all. When all you have to do is let people catch the ball in front of you. Play back. There was what? 50 seconds left on the clock?
Maybe.
A minute one, I think.
Yeah.
And so when the snap the ball was 50 seconds.
Yeah, Matt Ryan scrambling
Matt
deep
Ryan
in his end zone.
Is sending 7
deep.
Yards. In his end
zone. All I'm thinking is safety. That's all I'm thinking, Steven.
Exactly.
And he just launches a Scud missile.
64 yards in the air. Roddy White.
I wonder who could possibly catch a ball like that.
Behind the
Roddy
defense.
Roddy White. Julio Jones.
Because first of all, I don't know how you get 55 yards behind the defense.
Yeah.
On a freaking...
I mean, it was a Hail Mary.
Basically.
It was a Hail Mary from his own end zone.
And he catches it at the 45-yard line of the other side of the 50 and then makes a 59-yard reception.
Yeah.
So there's 50 seconds left on the clock. You're down by a few points, and you throw a 59-yard bomb.
Hail Mary midfield.
And complete it?
And complete it, because your defense, for some reason, didn't see the value of being all in the jock of Roddy White.
So then the Falcons run up. You know, linemen tired because they got to sprint.
I can't run
50
that far.
Yards up the field, and they spike the ball because they got no timeouts. They complete a couple other passes. Tony Gonzalez gets out of bounds.
Don't go.
They get a little bit closer, and then boom, field goal. We win the game. We're still undefeated. Take that, and thank you for fumbling on 4th-and-1, Superman. Because you know what? Superman don't fumble on 4th-and-1!
Superman never fumble.
I am getting a little yelly right now, but
that's
it's because
okay.
Superman don't fumble!
Hello Kitty does.
Hello Kitty. You know what?
It's a funny cartoon.
We
gotta if you haven't
that,
seen
we
it.
We got to get that cartoon. We gotta
it's
put
funny.
It up.
And I just, you know, I don't think it's fit. For the people who say that cartoon is racist... Go lock yourself in a safe for 50
Who
years.
Said it was racist?
There's people.
Really?
Steven, there's people.
How
I think the number
world?
Of people who see racism around every corner are the same number of people that are racist.
Okay.
They're this fringe minority, and they need to lock themselves in safes and never come out. Okay?
Wait a minute. I'm still trying to see how Hello Kitty.
I don't know. I thought it was a Chinese kid thing that came over to the white kids. Oh, there you go. It's generally white kids that are into Hello Kitty. So the cartoon was saying that he's actually white.
What do you think my daughter's got on her tennis shoes?
I'm saying when
Hello
it started
Kitty.
Here in the 80s,
yeah.
It was white kids.
Okay.
Now, in a multicultural society, the barriers between who started it, who wears Air Jordans? Kids. But didn't it start with the black kids? Yeah. Well, you know what? In a multicultural society, who cares who starts it? It's who's got it and what's cool. And Hello Kitty is still dumb, but all little kids like it.
You know, the way I remember it is only the rich kids had Air Jordans. Cause
that's true that. But now it's everybody, and somehow they get them, which is too bad. My kids never wear them.
No, are you kidding
Hello
me?
Kitty, dude, I have been to Taiwan.
Who pays $200 for a pair of tennis shoes for the children?
I go to Price Club, and I say, what do you got? Because that's what I'm buying.
You know what? I love my girls, and
what thrift stores are
probably
for.
Probably at some point in my lifetime, I will spend an exorbitant amount of money on a maybe dress for prom or
you know what? The most I've spent
like
for a pair of shoes for my kids.
What?
Kara got some Vans.
Okay.
She got her Vans. They're $40, $45.
But even
for,
still,
for a red pair of Vans, and that was me. We talked. I told her. I said, "You're not getting a nice pair of shoes." That skateboarding shoes are nice shoes. You're not getting a nice pair of shoes, but she had to have these shoes. My kids have gone to thrift stores forever. You know why? Because you get really nice clothes there for $2.
And so, you know, maybe in high school I will you know, spend money for on a dress and shoes.
No, I know you. Oh, no, I've spent money on a dress.
At this point.
I spent $80 on my daughter's dress.
Yeah, at this point, I'm not spending $100. I don't even spend $100 on tennis shoes for myself. I get Nikes, but I get the $30 Nikes from
Big Five. When they go on sale every Saturday.
So, I don't know. But anyway, Atlanta Falcons, much props to you for getting it done, even though there was absolutely no way you should have been able to get it done. And
Steven,
for the Carolina Panthers, we got to give you...
Just hang in there, guys. You guys are going to win games. This is not
Atlanta
a bad
Falcons
team.
At 4-0, have a three-game lead in their division.
Yeah, that's frightening.
They have a three-game lead at week four in their division.
Give me the Hemlets back. I got to put them up there. They're in the green bag over there.
We need to take a quick little break. And we'll be back in a moment.
Okay, now, Steven stepped out of the room, so he doesn't know that this is playing right now. I need your help with his punishment video. It's going to be at Speaker's Corner in London, Hyde Park, and he's going to be up there saying stuff, but I need your help with what kinds of things he has to say that'll be most humiliating. He has no idea I'm saying this, so I got to get off before he gets back from his little break that he had to take. But send me jeff@rarn.net. Send me ideas for the mean things that Steven has to say that's going to humiliate him at Hyde Park Speaker's Corner when we're in town for the international series. Bye.
Bang bang chitty chitty bang bang, a fine four fender. Chitty chitty bang bang, chitty chitty bang bang.
Fine four fender friend.
Five four fender friend.
Fine four fendered friend.
I see. Chitty chitty bang.
You didn't
bang.
Even know the words.
I didn't.
Now that your life is complete, how do you feel?
I'm going to be honest. I didn't.
And
know
you think
the words.
That your life is complete? It's time for you to just give yourself the do the thing. The Adam Sandler. Do it.
Okay.
Do it.
I am the smartest man alive.
Squeak.
Now I want to know how I. Okay, let's just be clear. I did not show Steven my guys, okay? Let's just be clear about that. He
Why,
said
were
Grandis
people asking you
cojones.
If you really did?
Sharon was nervous. Sharon was nervous.
Yeah, Sharon came to see you at the
Sharon
Buffalo
Sharon came
Wild
and saw me at Buffalo
you know,
Wild
How
Wings.
Come I don't get a call and say, man, Sharon's here chilling with me. Come on down. I want to come on
she
down.
She couldn't stay that long. She really came by just to say hi.
Oh, really?
Which is very cool. She hung for like a half an hour, but I'm saying.
Half hour? I live 5 minutes away.
You live more than 5 minutes away.
5 minutes. That's how long it took me last Sunday to get there.
You lucky guy. It takes me a lot longer than that.
Yeah.
But Sharon came by, and it was just to get a
I just pop on the freeway right here. Boom, I'm there.
Just to get a hug from Sharon.
Well, I didn't get a hug from Sharon.
It was wonderful. She's delightful.
You know, just for that, since the Cowboys are on a bye next week, I'm going to have Sharon over at the house. We're going to have barbecue. And you're not allowed to come. You go to your Buffalo Wild Wings.
That's fine. Jordan's going to be here. It's too bad you don't want us.
Oh, Jordan's going to be here.
Too bad you don't want us.
You didn't tell me Jordan was going to
yes,
be here.
Yes, it's the fall holiday weekend.
Already?
I don't know.
School just started.
I don't know. Maybe it's real midterm break. I don't know. He's coming home Friday, and he'll be here through Tuesday.
It gets a couple extra days during the week.
So,
how is he enjoying that whole train commute, by the way?
Well, actually, he's coming in a car this week.
Okay.
But he loved it because there was Wi-Fi on the train. It was 2.5 hours. from school to home, and if there was any traffic involved, it'd be about 2 hours and 15 minutes. Okay. And you have Wi-Fi, and you're just chilling on a train.
All right.
There's worse ways to get about things. So.
And he's riding with pretty girls, from my understanding.
Yeah, well, but yet they're friends.
Okay.
Friends. The Patriots take the Bills. And look, until the fourth quarter, look, it was conceivable that I was the smartest man alive. It was conceivable. But then Tom Brady decides, oh, I remember who I am. I remember how to play this game. I know what to do. This is only the Buffalo Bills.
Maybe I need to give you this stat. The last five games, including the one played this Sunday, the Bills have led going into halftime. And they've led midway through third quarters. Yet somehow the New England Patriots have found ways to win by 30, by 28, by 9, by 3, and this past weekend by a whole lot. I don't even know how many. I stopped counting.
You know, Steven, honestly, this game was such a mystery to me. 52 points is what New England put up as a total.
45
in, this game.
In the third and fourth quarter alone.
Right, the third and fourth quarter was 45 and a half.
Yes.
45 and a half, okay? Yes. 31 here, in the fourth quarter.
And here I'll even narrow
make
it down
worse.
A little bit more.
You're going to rub salt in the wound?
In the span of just under 13 minutes, they scored 45.
What? In the score, in the span of what?
In the span of just under 13 minutes, 12.
13 minutes?
51. If you go back and watch that game,
yeah.
From just about with 10 minutes left in the third quarter to about midway through the fourth,
they
in
just
those
racked
13
up all
minutes,
points.
Boom, 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 six straight touchdowns. Six of them.
Wow.
On six straight drives.
See, here's what happened. See, what happened was that was Chan Gailey's nap time. See, what happened was...
He took a nap.
He's
he thought
oldest.
He had it. It was 21-7.
I'm just going to take a little nap.
A little nap. What happened? How
when
are
you
we
are
down?
One of the oldest coaches, if not the oldest coach in the NFL, which I think Chan is the oldest coach in the NFL, you need to get a nap in there.
31 points in the fourth.
Six straight touchdowns
in the, third.
In the second half and KO the Bills. And send the Bills reeling. And those of us who thought that Florham Park or Orchard Park
sorry,
was going to be a happy place.
I said 45. 35. 35 of them.
That,
35.
That's more reasonable.
35 of the 45 that they scored in the second half. 35 of those points came in a 13-minute span.
Game in which Patriots produced 580 total yards for six turnovers and avoided their first three-game losing streak in a decade.
This goes to this point, Jeffrey. How bad is the New Orleans Saints defense that even
defense?
With that defense, even with that performance by the Patriots, Buffalo still isn't the worst defense in the league. It's the New Orleans Saints.
The New Orleans Saints are just, they're a car wreck. And I feel badly because they should have won this last game and they
right.
didn't.
I'll just do this one more time and be happy.
I am the smartest man alive.
Because for a moment there, I almost took the Seahawks. And of all the games we missed, that's the only one that
the
I lost.
Only one.
So
okay,
I'm
two
so glad.
Things. The season. We've got to clear up this other piece of business.
Yes.
I have to. Do I get credit for Thursday Night Football wins when I don't get my picks in on the site in time? Because I made my picks on a show. So it's not like it's not documented. My picks are known. And I'm getting better at getting
Fine.
Them in earlier.
Fine.
Thank you.
I will have to work the system to give you credit
to
for
put a
Thursday.
Tick mark in there.
But you don't get last Thursday's because you missed it anyway.
And I'm fine with that. I don't want credit
but this
for it.
Thursday.
Yes, I got the Ravens. Barely. They did not cover their 12 points,
no,
but
didn't.
I did get them. And I swear to you, each week, you got to realize the thing about me, Steven. First of all, I'm dumb as a stump. And second of all, as a stump, though, I'm not dead, okay? I can still grow branches, and I'm growing. Okay, I'm a growing stump, and I add pieces to my life every week that are better than the week before.
Okay,
and I'll get there.
But here's the deal, and here's what I don't understand.
Yeah,
I sent you your
you did
early
on
Wednesday.
Time. No, not early on time.
Okay,
you sent the email
early.
On time instead of late. That's good.
Okay,
We're all stumps.
And then Thursday morning before the game, when we're recording the podcast, I asked you, did you get your email? Yes. Will you get your picks in on time?
But you, did you say, did you do your picks? I would have said no. You said, will you get your picks in on time? And that's a verbal, and that's worthless to me because I don't know what happened. You know what? Adam was in.
Yes.
And I was having fun with my brother-in-law, my other brother-in-law.
He was gone Thursday.
Two brother-in-laws. I was still sick. I probably slept. I was sick last week.
Right.
I'm mostly better now. Yes. But, I've been sick. So, dude.
I want to hear from people who were listening Thursday when I was giving my updates whether, you know, I did a good job or not. I don't know.
What do you mean?
My updates for Thursday Night Football for Browns Ravens.
Oh, so you're talking about with Mike Graham's show on TalkSport.
Yes.
That wasn't clear at all.
Yes.
Okay, so Steven needs affirmation for his work on radio. Steven@RARN.net. Please listen. We understand it's the middle of the night. But you know what? For those in the States, it's as simple as a clicking on a link on a Facebook or Twitter page that takes you to the Listen Now Live.
Yes.
And you can pull it up from anywhere in the world.
Yes.
So there's really no excuse not to listen. Sharon didn't know that she could just click on a link and stuff, so now she knows. If you want to listen to us with now the updates for the games, I mean that means you kind of have to have the game on the radio on the whole time, or your computer or laptop nearby, because it doesn't work on smart devices. It's flash, so you got to have.
Well, for me, I was told I was usually going on
you were probably very journalistic about it. Would be my take, because I'm a little bit more. It fits our personality, Stephen. There's a reason they like both of us.
Okay.
I'm much more experiential, and you're much more journalistic.
Experiential.
Well, I am. I'm like, could you imagine this game? This is crazy.
Right.
This just happened. This was bizarre. And Stephen says, Tom Brady, 7 for 15, 57 yards, one touchdown, moving the ball methodically down the field.
Don't sound like that.
Okay, I don't know what you do because I don't listen.
Well, there you go.
And we learned that.
And we learned that today.
We knew that you don't listen.
Patriots 52, Bills 28. Patriots improved to 2-2 while the Bills.
So do you know the season standings on the challenge game? Is it 2-2?
It's 2-2.
Okay, that's what I needed to know.
You won week one. I won week two. You won week three. I won week four.
Person who gets to pick it generally has a slight advantage.
Yes.
As we will find this week. Although this week's games are going to be very difficult.
Although
to pick.
Week one, I picked, and I just picked the wrong one. We differed on two games.
So on the season, you're up for a change. How does that feel?
On the season, I'm up for a change, yeah.
How does that feel?
What do you mean for a change?
I was trying to be mean.
I
was trying to be mean. I was trying to slide a zinger in there.
Bow!
Speaking of sliding zingers in, maybe it's time for Kostocki. And I know Steve is just stalling so we don't get to the Cowboys game. But we will get to the Cowboys game. I promise you that.
All right. Let's bring him in. Right now. Right now, of course, funny man, the biggest name in comedy, Kostocki Economopoulos.
Woo! Hey, that's actually very nicely said. Thank you, all right.
Well, welcome to the show again, buddy. We love having you.
We'll open
and
for you anytime.
As poorly as the Jets performed this week, I'm sure you've got something to say about that.
34-0. What happened? Zero. I thought Rex Ryan gave up donuts. Zero.
Nice. Good start. Good start.
Reagan didn't beat Mondale that badly. What happened in that game? Hey, there's a throwback joke for you. I should be wearing an LA Rams jersey for a joke like that.
Oh, thanks so much for hurting.
34-0. If the Jets were smashed anymore, the FAA would investigate. It's so sad. And I know you saw the clip. Rex Ryan said, "We got our ass kicked," which begs the question, isn't it asses? It's not one big collective ass, right?
That's a good question, though, philosophically.
You know what?
The Jets, which... The Jets are plural. Each player is a Jet. It's the Jets as a team, right? So it's asses. If it were the LA Galaxy, then you could argue that we're collectively the Galaxy, so our Galaxy ass was kicked. Right?
Now we're Galaxies.
Okay, now we're getting into technicalities.
Talking soccer, which of course bores people to tears as much as the Ryder Cup. Do you have a Ryder Cup joke for us?
I do not.
That's too bad. It needs it.
I hear what you're saying.
Yeah. I heard
when
lost.
You make grammar comedy in with soccer comedy, it's like a deadly combo. I hear it.
It is.
I'm taking your notes.
Get that flux capacitor going. Let's go.
All right, back to Rex. Rex said he has a recipe for getting your ass kicked. I had a recipe for getting my ass kicked when I was in high school. I would wear a chess team T-shirt and then take no crap from the jocks. That seems to be the recipe.
Good plan.
That worked great for me.
Oh,
kids, take notes.
Yeah, he's hungry, that Rex Ryan. Even his press conference metaphor is a recipe. He's on some... He's got some strict diet. He's not allowed dairy, sugar, or victories. Very sad. Then they asked Rex about the quarterback controversy. He said, Mark is the answer at quarterback. Only if the question is, Coach, what's your most troubling problem? My Falcons are 4-0, baby. 4-0.
Hey, how about them Falcons?
Oh, yeah. Matt Ryan. I can't believe this stat. He's 28-4 at home career. Last home loss for Atlanta was against Sherman. It's been a while. They look good. I have to do the Civil War comedy to make the Reagan joke.
Yes, yeah. Yes.
He's going.
Hopefully the kids did study that.
No, people.
That's relative.
People are going.
And here we go. We're
going to
go
Reagan,
back a whole
Mondale?
Another leap in time. The Vikings are 3-1. Vikings haven't been 3-1 since they were picking off merchant ships.
Nice. Skull Vikings.
That's way before the Civil War.
Skull.
Skull.
The Vikings beat the Lions. Percy Harvin ran the ball, caught the ball, returned the opening kickoff 105 yards for the score. The Lions got Percy whipped. That's what happened there.
That's almost dirty.
Whipped by Percy.
Seriously, what is it about these Vikings? Steven wants to gloat about the Vikings, and yet I say it's their special teams.
Wapa!
Wapa! It's special teams.
Yeah, that special teams is a little, you can't, that's very unpredictable, right?
Right.
A return touchdown, like this touchdown is not to my liking. I'm going to return it. Detroit has a very liberal return policy.
Have they thought apparently. About layaway programs? Those they could cash them in the offseason.
Yeah, maybe put a touchdown on layaway. I think that's what the Browns have done. Maybe someday they'll be able to get it.
Yeah, when they come to L.A.
The
worst 0-4 team, definitely the Browns. The worst 3-1 team, I have a hint for you. It rhymes with Feagles. How are the Eagles 3-1? What is happening? They've won 3 games by a total of 4 points. They barely win. They're like Al Gore.
Electoral college, baby.
Yes.
You may have won on paper, but you know what? We're going to the technicality, and we're throwing that card. Yeah, 4 points in 3 games is the total of their victories. How do you account for that?
I don't know if that's a league record, but I think that's a franchise record. That's crazy. And I have Michael Vick on 2 of my fantasy teams. What was I thinking? People think Michael Vick's a bad decision maker. I chose him. What was I doing?
Hey, at least you didn't choose Tony Romo. But that
he had a rough night. Michael Vick looks good sometimes. He's like Elizabeth Hasselbeck with the mute button on. You know, it's like, oh, hello for now. It's nice.
Hey now.
Then some talking and then not so. I don't know if you saw this. I got a friend of mine emailed this to me. Cowboys.com. Are you familiar with this?
Oh, God. Please don't go there.
It is a cowboy-themed gay dating website. If you also get a dude from Chiefs.com, you're halfway to the Village People.
Enough Brokeback Mountain jokes.
Oh. All right. I also have to gush about something I'm not affiliated with. I'm just a huge fan. I only heard about it. I heard the legend, and Sunday I had it for the first time. The NFL Red Zone.
Oh, dude, where you been?
I have been in Time Warner Manhattan where you couldn't get the NFL Network until this week.
That yes. sucks. Well, let me tell you this. It is ADHD. It's ADHD bliss. You just sit there and just,
so
it's beautiful. Yes.
Can you marry a TV channel? Because I love it.
It
I can
is.
Only guess not, because when I was 17, I would have married Showtime. which is a perfect metaphor for early marriage. You can't marry Showtime. You haven't even met HBO yet. Yeah. You gotta get out there a little bit. I want Red Zone in my real life. It just switches to whatever the great part is. It cuts out all the crap I'm killing on stage. My kid's happy. My girlfriend's getting out of the shower. It just goes boom, boom, boom.
Every time
great things are happening simultaneously, they have to double box it. Here comes the pizza. The girlfriend dropped the towel. Let's keep an eye on both of these things.
I'm just always scoring. That's what I love about the Red Zone channel. I'm always scoring.
Okay, I want Red Zone in my life, baby. That's what I want.
It's so good. Oh, my goodness. All right. Two Redskins were injured this weekend and did not play after colliding in pregame warmups.
That was classic.
What the hell is happening? As a precaution, next week the Skins have moved their pregame warm-ups to the postgame, just to be safe. just so that kind of thing doesn't happen again.
I think they were watching the Nats, and they got a little excited with the baseball thing.
Not good.
Yeah, perhaps. And we'll close on a local one for you boys.
Thanks
LA
so much.
The City Council voted for a new NFL stadium.
Unanimous.
They're calling it Farmers Field because they come up with $1.5 billion. They're going to have to grow weed in the middle of it.
I thought it was because it would be government subsidized. I thought that would be it.
I imagine it is.
There we go.
That's a good socio-demographic dig about the culture.
Exactly. Always got to play both sides of the aisle, babe. Kostaki Economopoulos, baby.
Thanks, guys.
We love him. You love him. He'll come to a Midwest town near you. We promise.
That's true.
All right, Kostaki, thanks for coming on. That was
also
awesome.
Big for bar mitzvahs. So just you want to sign him up.
Thanks, guys.
All right. So
love that guy.
You know what?
Love that guy.
Rex Ryan thought he gave up donuts.
Donuts, yes. What is a zero but a giant donut?
Oh, man. But he might be right because there was, you know, this recipe. He made me hungry. Rex Ryan made me hungry.
Yeah. Okay, we're at the Vikings and Lions, Steven. You know we're not very far.
I'm a little hungry. Are you buying me lunch today? Is it Jeff buying lunch day today?
Our work done in time. I'm supposed to actually, I just got a reminder that my anniversary is in 2 weeks.
Yes. Yes, it's the...
If I don't have devices remind me of things...
We're in London.
I've already got her gift.
Good.
And it'll be arriving tomorrow.
Yes, what did you get her? She doesn't listen to the show.
I got her the Kindle paper thing. The Kindle White.
I was like, Kindle paper?
The Kindle White paper. It's a significant upgrade to the Kindle.
All right.
And she's huge...
She's got the old...
It's just kind of grungy looking.
Yeah.
It's not as easy on the eyes. And we're older, and we need help with the eyes. So it's I think it's paper white is what it's called, the Kindle paper white. Right. And so I got that for her anniversary.
She wasn't a big fan of reading books on iPad. She just wants
She likes to make sure that she never gets distracted when she's reading. And that is the value of a Kindle, especially if you stick with the Kindle and not the Fire or something like that.
Right.
If you want to make sure you read, and my wife loves to read.
How come Amazon's product make me sound like I'm in a log cabin in the woods?
A Kindle Fire.
Yes. You know, you need some
Throw some Kindle on the fire. More fire's going out, Ma.
And now I need some white paper.
I need some white. I got some business. I need some white paper. Some white paper.
What? I mean, it makes me
just grab a leaf, okay? Suck it up.
I can't grab a leaf.
The Vikings and Lions, Steven. What the heck happened here? Minnesota Vikings, you thought that you had grand cojones because you took the Vikings.
On the road!
Because their special teams kick butt.
Okay,
we didn't know that.
Their special teams did kick butt.
They do.
But I'm just telling you. You giving a lot of love to the Lions. They haven't shown me anything
all year. They haven't.
And for the first time in the history of the NFL, a team, the Detroit Lions, has given up a kickoff return
and a punt return
for touchdowns
in the same game.
In consecutive weeks.
I'm like, I know it's happened in one game because the Chargers did it a couple times last year, but
not on
back-to-back
weeks.
God, that's bad. That's bad,
Steven. Lions last week to Tennessee gave up a punt return and a kick return for touchdowns.
And had that work
this
out
week
for
against
them.
They lost. And this week they lost.
With Matt Hasselbeck.
And I'll give this to you. All 20 points from the Minnesota Vikings
special teams.
Came from special teams.
Yes.
All of them. But.
So you didn't know that was going to happen.
I didn't. But okay. I did know this. The Vikings defense is real. They got a pretty solid defense.
And Chris Ponder's cool.
And
capable. Percy Harvin can catch balls. Look, and Adrian Peterson seems to be mostly back.
They got Percy whooped. This stock is killing me right now.
He's naughty. Okay, Vikings and Lions. Congrats to the Minnesota Vikings.
20-13.
I might take you a little bit.
If I told you at the beginning of the season, after week four, in the NFC North,
you're supposed to bring the helmets back when he went in.
I forgot them. The Vikings and the Packers are going to be leading the NFC.
I would have just said you are the highest kite I've ever seen in my life. Honestly, what are the chances?
That's
of
where
that?
We are, though, bud.
That is the reality of
Vikings,
parody.
Dolphins. I mean, Vikings, Bears,
not Dolphins.
Yeah, Vikings, Bears, and then Packers, Lions.
Bringing up the rear.
Lions. Familiar situation. Are the Lions going to climb out of it?
Are the Lions going to climb out? No, I don't think they do, actually.
Yeah,
I think they may have peaked last season. And I suspect, this is just me, I believe that the head coach,
Jim Schwartz,
the Schwartz is not with them.
Yes.
I believe that Jim Schwartz, his spiel
has worn its welcome.
Remember, we've had the most out. One of the most penalized teams, yep. one of the dirtiest teams, yep. you know, and now they've learned that they can't be that, and they don't know how to dial it back just a half a notch.
A notch.
They've dialed it back far too far, and I don't know if Jim Schwartz knows how to just be a cool, chill, tough coach.
I'm trying to figure out what far too far is.
It go too far.
Yes.
And then go farther.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah,
I appreciate it, though. That's good. That's good comedy. I like
All
that.
All right. The Houston Texans hosting the Tennessee Titans. And I tell you what. We were on Chris Johnson, so we got to give him a little. Oh, that's about it. That's it right there.
Oh, dude, I ain't giving him any Come more on. Than that until He's he a... shows me something. How many people's benches
need?
did this first-round draft pick sit on this week?
141 yards!
How many benches of people who spent a first-round draft pick?
Well, I didn't spend a first-round draft pick.
I spent a second, and he sat on my bench.
I spent a second.
He sat on my bench, and I'm just like, you know what? Dude, I am literally looking for someone to take you off my hands because I don't know what we're going to get from you, and I love Stevens.
I
love your email, which was, somebody please take Chris Johnson off my hands. All I'm looking for is like a popsicle and
five bucks
and a popsicle. Please, somebody just take Chris Johnson, please.
And someone did. I did trade him. I got Donald
Brown.
Did
you get $5?
No, I didn't get $5.
Donald
but I got
Brown,
Donald
good.
Brown. I got
At least you know what you're going to get with Donald Brown. You know what you're going
to
get with Donald Brown?
8 to 10 points.
11
every,
points. I'm giving him 11.
11, okay.
11 points,
points
a week.
Week.
Some weeks, 8. But usually 11.
Yeah.
I'll take that over the big slot machine. 0 or 50? I don't know. Usually 0.
Jackpot or you get nothing.
Bupkis.
First 3 weeks, nothing.
Bupkis.
Then all of a sudden, and it's not even jackpot.
Ding, 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 ding,
he got 16 points. That's
You know what? If I started that little running back for Indianapolis every week. You know what? We also haven't been remiss in not giving our warmest thoughts and prayers for
Chuck Pagano. You're right.
We head coach of the Colts. Undergoing treatable leukemia, they are saying.
Yes.
And the word leukemia is one of the scariest words in cancer. It is how my dad died. But it is one of the scariest words in cancer because it eats you alive
just,
so fast. But, Steven, I'm talking about the Indianapolis Colts here.
You bummed me out because how quickly it took your father from us.
Yeah, 10 days.
Was pretty scary.
That sucked.
From the time we've heard about it to the time he was gone from us, it was like
10 days.
Fast.
Yeah.
But
this is treatable and, leukemia.
But he's going to be away from the team
4 to 6 months,
which means the rest of the season,
pretty much. So for Indianapolis Colts fans out there, and who thought that, you know, Andrew Luck was going to be able to develop in a normal way, no, you could end up with a little bit of a Alex Smith situation where you're going to have different guys in his ears a lot, and that's not good for young developing quarterbacks. But again, thoughts and prayers for Pagano and his family. For the Colts, you guys have got to redouble your efforts, guys, and really focus on how to win and be consistent. Because, look, this all became because of Donald Brown, who's been really good at running back.
Right. And the Indianapolis Star, Bob Kravitz, reported it first. Since then.
And we wouldn't have talked about this because the Colts are on a bye this week.
That's right.
So we wouldn't have talked about this.
So Jim Irsay has come out and said that he met with Pagano, and obviously all thoughts and prayers are with him, but he is he's not going to be available. So he's going to be getting treatment for this leukemia. And,
it just eats your white blood cells alive. It devours them. It's so brutal.
Yeah. Basically, Pagano was getting tired all the time.
Yeah, fatigue and the bruising.
Getting bruising.
Which is what we started with my dad, was the bruise on his left arm.
Right. It wouldn't go away, and there you go. So
there you go.
Tough times there for the Indianapolis Colts.
Vikings and Lions. Anything else to say about Vikings and Lions?
Other than the Lions, I think, you know, I would say a handful of teams that are in trouble.
I think the Lions might be one of them.
I think the Lions are one of them.
I would agree with you. And it's no fault of Matthew Stafford, who's out there trying really, really hard for this team. So we go on to the Kansas City Chiefs hosting the San Diego Superchargers.
I am the smartest man alive.
You don't get that twice.
Oh, well, yeah, because
it was not a challenge game.
No, I'm sorry, it wasn't.
Friend.
You're right. You're
in the loosest sense of the word friend.
We just differed.
We differed,
yes.
Yes.
Why? I'm going to put you here on this one.
Welcome to the hot seat.
Was it because of the Chargers' performance the week before?
What performance?
Atlanta.
What performance? They didn't score any points.
They scored three.
Okay.
Was it that made you take the Chiefs? Or I'm not sure what.
Yeah?
Was that it?
Yeah? Look, the San Diego Chargers, I've called them touchdown challenged. They could drive the ball, get into the red zone, and then they don't do anything.
Atlanta Falcons?
Yeah, Super Bowl team?
Kansas City Chiefs.
Not a Super Bowl team, shall we say.
It's a little difference there. And, yes, the Chiefs, even though they came back to win that game against the New Orleans Saints.
I've watched the Chiefs in ISO most weeks.
Okay.
I don't know why. I might as well have taken them as my team this year because I've been watching them more than I have the Panthers.
Okay.
Actually, I've seen all the Panthers games, too. But the Chiefs don't play like crap. Okay. It is the parody of the NFL.
Until
this game.
Six turnovers. Three picks, three fumbles.
We thought the Chargers had a good defense.
Every time I turned to look at that game, they were putting it on the ground. Or the Chargers defense were celebrating.
Right. Matt Castle.
I was like, whoa, interception. Whoa, fumble. Charger ball again. And Trisha was like, didn't you just say that 10 minutes ago?
Yes, I said it again. Now, this is what got – so apparently Romeo Crennel has been having his backup quarterback there take a few snaps with the ones just in case.
Yes.
Really?
And is that hurting Matt Castle?
Is that Castle's fault? Complete? Is this game that – first of all, and the things that you can't be the smartest man alive because a little voice in my head said, Jackie Battle will beast. That's what a little voice in my head said. Jackie Battle will beast. And he did.
He got 39
I didn't
yards.
Pick him up anywhere in fantasy football.
He got 39 yards and a touchdown.
And how many fantasy points, though? 10, like 11 or 12.
10.
And I just, when you've got somebody who's so irrelevant as Jackie Battle, mm-hmm. and a little voice tells you that guy's going to beast, and he puts up double digits in fantasy football, and you didn't even pick him up, you're dumb. Okay, that's all I got to say. I'm dumb.
I don't need a running back.
I need running backs everywhere.
Okay, go get him in.
It's too late.
Although it's too late.
It's too late.
The fact that San Diego kept feeding Ryan Matthews the ball late in the game.
Because it was over.
It was over, and they're saying, we're trusting you to, you're going to hold on to this ball.
Yep.
And I think it's too late now for Battle because I think that they're starting to get a little bit more trust with Ryan Matthews.
Finally.
He's going to.
It's only taken 3 years.
Yeah. Well,
3 years! Now, can you stay healthy and hang on to the ball is the million-dollar question for Ryan Matthews
Matt
out there.
Castle, three picks, fumble, three other fumbles by the Chiefs. You can't turn over the ball. You can't. I think what Kansas City did is they saw the Eagles and they were like, hey, they turned over the ball and won. And they tried to use that as their model, and it didn't work out for them.
Yeah, I'm going to say this, though. Matt Castle, get out from under center. He needs to be in the shotgun. He's a lot more successful when he's in the shotgun.
Romeo.
Where why for art thou?
He doesn't like the shotgun formation.
Well, his quarterback does.
Yeah, well, he's got to do something about it. I think the Chiefs are who I thought they were. They're a 1-3 team. And as I told Mike Graham last week, after this week, you'll know who you are because your record will tell you who you are. If you are under 500 after 4 weeks, you're a pretty bad team.
Okay.
If you're at 500, you're average, maybe a little above average. If you're above 500, you should expect to be doing pretty good things.
Sounds like what you're most interested is to see my powerful rankings coming out tomorrow. That's just another way of saying what you said.
Yeah, yeah. That's
if you
that's
use it. Very different thinking and yes, words, it's absolutely. Exactly what you were trying to say.
So
the Sea Sloths at the Rams. Hello.
The only game I missed that you and I differed upon.
So play and the smartest man alive for a second, no, because you got it for
took,
a little. The Chargers.
Took
no.
A fake field goal with some trickery
Danny
where
Amendola.
They made it look like Danny Amendola's walking off the sideline, and he just stands there over there, and he's
suckers.
Just like, he's twiddling his thumbs. I'm singing
suckers.
In the rain.
Oh, sing. Catch a football oh, bug.
Touchdown! And the Seattle Seahawks, literally, this is if you look at the
yes,
Seahawks' faces,
yes.
the
where the hell did he come
the
from?
The punter comes up to throw the ball, and they're all looking at him like,
to where? To where? Oh, the guy who catches most of the passes for the Rams?
Oh,
yeah,
my.
That guy.
And as he releases the ball, they all look at him like, wow, that's weird. And they turn, and they see
holy
that.
But Amendola, did you? How about his catch?
Did you know
he stood there flat-footed,
yes.
Knees slightly bent,
yeah.
Arms extended, caught the ball with two hands away from his body,
made sure that he caught the
that
ball.
That was one of
the
most proud.
It's one of the hardest things to do
to catch a ball when you're wide open.
Wide open, you, no
don't screw this up. Feet firmly planted, yes. Knees slightly bent, arms extended, elbows bent,
right.
Catch it away from the body with both hands.
Yes.
I was so proud of him. I'm like, why don't these diva wide receivers take lessons from you here?
Yeah.
This is how you catch a ball when you're wide open.
So you know, there was originally a flag
right.
That they picked up because they thought they said...
Too many men on the field.
He's not supposed to be
too many men
here.
On the field.
No, they thought they like a illegal substitution, like
there
he
go.
Came on late or something. But here's the rule, Jeff. If you are on the play before...
You can.
You
right.
Don't have to come to the huddle.
No.
You can just go stand out there and be all by yourself.
Who has to come to the huddle? The quarterback.
The quarterback.
That's
well,
it.
Not even the quarterback.
Well,
not even
true.
Him. Not,
can,
if he is in, on the play before, he doesn't even have to come down. He can go stand over there on the side, and the rest of the team can line up and run a play.
And by the way, there's two officials that are responsible for counting the number of guys on offense
yes.
And two responsible for defense.
Yes.
And they each, those guys, according to Ed Hockules, they each count twice.
Right.
So
yeah.
You've got four counting to 11. I bet
but
that they get
I'm
it right.
But what I'm shocked about Seattle is you should have someone on defense. Who counts the players on the other team? You know, it is your job. We're lining up for a field goal. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 10. Huh, they're going to run this play with 10. No, scan the field to make sure where that 11th guy is.
Okay.
Touchdown.
Seattle Seahawks coaches upstairs noticed the trickery, but not yeah. Quite quickly enough. Coach Pete Carroll was on the field trying in vain to get the officials' attention right before the snap. He
really?
Wanted to call a timeout because his coaches told him, by the way, Amendola is standing back there
yeah.
By himself. I don't know how far, but I was out there running at them trying to get the referee's attention.
Yeah.
But I didn't do a good enough job of getting in their view because I was calling timeout before the ball was snapped. Too bad, Pete. Because you know what? Your team's not bad. Your team's not, that Russell Wilson kid has got a lot of spirit. Chrissy would like him. You'd have to admit.
Yeah, but three interceptions is not good. And I
he's
think
short.
I wonder how people are going to respond to, you know, the final play for Seattle was an interception that he threw. They were
right.
Marching down the field to try and tie it up.
But again, those last minute interceptions,
he threw
I don't
a pick,
count.
And so, well, and
you
his
have
receiver,
to score.
His receiver fell.
Thank
his
you.
His receiver fell. But I said, so this week, Russell Wilson didn't have a replacement official to change his interception to a touchdown.
Very nice.
Seattle fans won't like it, but I thought it was clever. Anyways, 19-13.
What do you call it? The intercept what?
The intercept what? The touchreception.
Touchreception.
Yes.
I just want to make sure that stays.
Yes, no touchreception for Russell Wilson this week. The Chargers, I mean the
49ers.
Both of those teams are 2-2.
Well, you know what?
Then you have the Niners at 3-1. And the 49ers on the Cardinals. That's the West. Nobody has a losing record in the West.
these are some of the best teams in football, clearly. Not! I was being sarcasm, you, as my four-year-old son said.
I was being
You don't remember what he said that? I know. We're running out of time.
Oh,
you're
sarcasm.
Just praying that we won't get
all
to the Cowboys
game. The San Francisco 49ers head to New York, and as we heard from Kostaki Konopoulos, laid a beat down 34-0 on the Jets, so much so that Rex Ryan said they got their ass beat.
Yes.
And or asses. Or one giant S-I? Galaxy ass.
S-I. I didn't give that one to Kostaki. You might have liked yes. that. So this is all I got to say. So Mike Graham spent the weekend in the New York area with his family.
What's
he's got
doing
kids.
In?
He's got kids.
Okay.
He's got kids. I said, you didn't even call.
He's got kids
he said,
in New York?
Hey, he said, I said, you didn't even call. He says, I was as close to you then as I am now. So he was flying out of Newark when the Giants game was going on, and the Jets game had already taken place. I said, what was the atmosphere there? He says, you don't want to know. You do not want to know. Apparently, Jets fans are a little verklempt, to say the least.
Yes.
To use a little Yiddish there. And really, what a just a horrible game. We don't even need to go into it a whole
34-0,
lot.
34-0. The Jets are 2-2.
Cap tip. Jim Harbaugh, again, with back-to-back road games, kept his team away from home. They stayed at that same place in Ohio that they stayed for the playoffs last year,
yeah.
And it worked out very well for them. And yeah, they lost against Minnesota last week, but not this week against
yeah,
the Jets.
Yeah, I think
Jets.
That game now, that you, if you look at it, was it's an anomaly. I mean, if you see how they played against the Jets, they just – for
No, I would think, say the Minnesota Vikings are a much better team than the Jets. Clearly.
Well, that too, but I think San Francisco maybe took them too lightly.
Oh, they and said, I, no, I thought they got cocky. Yeah, we've got a two-game road trip. Yeah, right. We're going to be staying in Ohio, Youngstown, Ohio. Okay, we got two games. First game's going to be against Minnesota. Okay, second game's against the Jets. They can be a little dangerous, a little tricky. Yeah. I love the – I'm sorry. I got to give it up for Pittman High School's own – the backup quarterback for the 49ers.
Colin Kaepernick.
Colin Kaepernick of Pittman High School in Turlock, California, running the Wildcat better than the Jets.
Yeah.
That was the best.
This is crazy.
That was
Speaking
the best.
Of Turlock,
Kate.
Kate is having a hard time.
I know. Kate's, well, Kate needs a lot of love. Our niece, yes. My brother's daughter, is moved for the first time in her life to the big city, and she's not happy about
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
She's moved from Turlock to the big city, where she's doing her PhD down at Cal State, yeah. San Luis Obispo.
It took her 2.5 hours when she got
to go 2 miles. Like, Kate, yeah. You got to know the shortcuts, babe. That's yeah. The only way you survive around here. If the freeway stopped at the wrong time, you got to change it up.
Get off it.
But you don't know that if you grew up in the Central Valley.
Well, that's true.
You got one freeway, the 99. Yeah. That's the only thing you've ever known.
I'm going to text her and say, hey, kid, saw your Facebook post.
Next time you're in traffic, let
text
me know.
Me.
We will tell you how to get around it.
Yeah, I'll...
Felt badly for that. But Turlock's own, Pittman High School, Colin Kaepernick,
Jets at
congratulations.
2-2. Time to pull Sanchez for Tebow. Tebow time.
It's, you know what's sad is that it's time to replace the quarterback, mm-hmm. And you don't have anybody. That's what's sad. Okay, because Mark Sanchez is the guy I've always said he was, who played well above his head for his first 2 years and surprised me to death. I am pointing out now, I told you so. He had me apologizing for him. But he's the guy
because
I saw play
Jeff,
in high school.
Jeff is not the guy to say.
No, I would never. Okay, on Mike's show, I only said it 4 times last night. But in fairness, I was on for 4 hours. So that's just once per hour that I said I told you so.
Yes.
So the Tennessee Titans at the Houston Texans.
Okay.
No, Tennessee Titans at the Houston
Didn't
Texans.
Did we already do this game?
No, we're working on it right now.
Well, we shouldn't.
Tennessee
Chris
Titans.
We talked
Houston
about
Texans.
Chris Johnson already.
We did in a different context of fantasy football.
All right. Well.
If you don't want to talk about it, it's fine. It's because it's, you know what? The Tennessee Titans, with Matt Hasselbeck. I like the experience on the field of having Hasselbeck
out
there over Locker. Yes,
that half my Super Bowl prediction is on fire. Fire!
Half of my Super Bowl prediction is on fire!
Well, they are undefeated.
Yeah.
But see, Steven, I wonder, is there going to be a leapfrog? Because, you know, Houston was
so dominant. I think we got
the
Super
Atlanta.
Bowl. I think we got the Super Bowl, Steven. Houston and Atlanta.
Yeah, but Atlanta, because you had Atlanta first, right?
Yeah.
And then Houston?
Yeah.
And I think it's
I will flop them. Houston was unbelievable
this last week.
The Texans, we're not even going to get into it. If you don't know how good they are, go read something, okay? Because these guys are great.
Go read.
Go into the afternoon games because we're in the hurry up mode here.
Go read something. Okay. Hurry up mode. We had. Okay. You know what? Sue us. We had too much fun. And so we don't get to the rest of the game.
You mean Monday Night Football? We're getting to it. Don't worry.
How are we getting to it? Look at the time.
I see the time.
We've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7
You're
games.
Right. Let's just skip to Monday Night Football then.
You're a jerk.
Raiders I'm bigger than
Broncos.
A jerk.
Peyton Manning.
Peyton Manning.
First game over 300 yards.
And he ran for a touchdown.
Three.
How's that, girls?
350.
How's that?
Three touchdown passes.
Carson Palmer.
He did run for a touchdown.
After throwing yet another touchdown, a play that worked exactly as it was drawn up, Peyton Manning ran to the end zone and headbutted. The lucky receiver.
Yeah, I was like,
running back Lance Ball. I thought that was weird. Yeah, I'm sorry. My bad.
Like, no, Peyton's not running for a touchdown. I gotta
he
correct
will
you.
If there's nobody in front of him.
I got to correct you on that one.
I was at Buffalo Wild Wings, surrounded by Raiders fans. Raider Nation was out in force at Buffalo Wild Wings. And, oh, by the way, if you tweet Buffalo Wild Wings from Buffalo
you
Wild
get
Wings,
free wings.
You get free wings.
Yes, did you get that?
Of course I did. You kidding? I got the manager. I'm like, look at my phone. Give me something. Okay.
Was it really from them? Because I saw the tweet. It's
from corporate. He says, they send out so much stuff I can't even keep track. That's really? What the manager said. He says, that's fine. I don't even know about it, but that's fine. That's James, the manager of the Pasadena Buffalo Wild Wings.
I'm going next.
And I'll be back there on Sunday with my son, and I'm excited.
Really? So you guys are going back with Jeff?
Heck yeah.
With Jordan?
Heck yeah. So much fun.
I'll go because I don't have to work. There's no Cowboy game. They're on a bye.
I'll miss sitting at the bar. I like sitting at the bar and talking to the bartender.
Oh, really?
That's kind of cool. But I'll be back at a table.
All right.
When I'm by myself or when just Sharon shows up. Hi, Sharon.
Hey, Sharon.
So Broncos beat the crap out of the Raiders. That should tell you all you need to know about that division. As long as Peyton Manning stays healthy. Did he throw 5 picks the week before? Sure. So what? Dolphins and Cardinals.
He only had 8 incompletions.
Peyton Manning. Dude, Peyton Manning, 338 yards, three touchdowns.
Willis McGahee adding some ground game there as well, so that's some good stuff.
112 yards.
The Oakland Raiders, though, Dennis Allen, I don't know. I don't think it's him.
Son,
I don't think it's players.
I said son, because Dennis is younger than me,
and that is the problem.
You're only 40 years old, and 40 years old, trust me, for most of you listening, sounds really freaking old.
I'm going to cave.
As a 47-year-old, let me tell you that 40... There's still a lot I don't know.
I'm going to cave and agree with you on Carson Palmer now.
He doesn't care.
He
could care if guys lit a fire like they did the week before. Somebody lit a fire the week before and he did really well, but Carson is checked out collecting paychecks.
Yeah.
Happy for the game checks that just keep rolling in. And it's too bad because the team is suffering, and I think this team is not a bad team.
But
they do need to get a quarter path.
34 yards, and it's like, it's I don't know what's going on.
Dolphins-Cardinals, Steven. This is a game we should not talk about because it's the Dolphins and the Cardinals. Dolphins, you're bad. Cardinals, you're not as bad.
Why did this go to overtime?
But you're 4-0. Exactly. Why did you need overtime to beat the freaking Miami Dolphins?
Look, Dolphins came to play, man. I tell you what.
Parody.
The Dolphins may not win a lot of football games, but they're going to come to play every week.
Well, which is nice of them since they're getting paid. I suspect they should. Overtime win, 24-21.
This is the second overtime loss for Miami. They've lost back-to-back overtime games.
Doesn't that kind of kick you in the nuts after a while?
It sucks.
I would think. I wouldn't know, but
the
I would think.
The week before, they thrashed Oakland. And then they were in the game with Houston the first week until, you know, Ryan Tannehill decided to give 3 straight turnovers, and then Houston took control. But they've been in those games, so they're coming to play. I don't know how many games
Ryan
they're going to win.
Ryan Tannehill throws for 431 yards.
That was a good. But then there was a bad. Ryan Tannehill
there
became
was two
my,
bads, actually.
Ryan Tannehill became the first
good and bad?
Good, bad,
and ugly.
The
trifecta.
He hit the trifecta.
Congratulations.
This week, week 4.
This one doesn't pay you money. This one leaves you with a loss in overtime. The Cincinnati Bengals at the Jacksonville Jaguars.
The Jaguars.
Wow. The Cincinnati Bengals, they are who I said they were. They went to the playoffs last year. They're 3-1, and they went into Jacksonville, and Jacksonville hasn't been good in a decade.
That division is, except for the Cleveland Browns. But you got the Steelers, who were on a bye this week,
so
who are now
lose.
In third place at 1-2.
Yeah.
Then you got 3-1 and 3-1 leading the division with the Bengals and the Ravens.
Yeah, and this is the Ravens division. Everybody knows
no
that.
Sé, no sé, no sé. Until they play Cincinnati.
Está eso.
Oh, they already beat Cincinnati. Okay.
It's Porque me said so.
All
how
right.
How do I say said so in Spanish?
We're
how do I say
here.
Said so in Spanish?
Eso porque yo digo.
Porque yo.
Porque yo digo.
Digo?
Yes.
Porque yo digo.
Yes.
Porque yo
the, I'm looking digo. For the, where's the big clock? You got the, a big clock. Where's the
I
big
got
clock?
I got your clock right there.
All
right, we
all
got
right.
a slight Kostocki right. in there, too.
Ooh,
he's looking. See?
That's 5 minutes.
That's 10, actually.
So, was it 10?
It was 10 with Kostocki. We went long
right,
with
so
Kostocki.
We're okay.
We're out of time, Stephen.
Saints
wishes Packers. We could say.
Saints Packers.
Come on. Use your imagination if you didn't see the game. Use your imagination, and you're right.
Stop saying use your imagination. I got to move.
But you're right. You got the Jimmy
I've
legs?
Got stuff. Yeah,
do
good.
You got the Jimmy legs?
No, so anyways, hold on a second. So everybody's happy, right? Real refs are back.
Yeah.
Real
oh,
refs
wow.
are back.
Oh, wow.
Real refs are back. What the hell? How can this happen to
Two
us
weeks
again?
In a row?
I mean, that call, I yelled fumble.
Yeah.
And I was mad that the ref wasn't, you know, looking to see who got the ball.
I tell people what happened.
So, the Green Bay Packers take the lead 28-27 on the ensuing kickoff. They kick it off. Little Darren Sproles. I'm going to run it out. Boom. And he's got a good run back. But then all of a sudden, boom, he gets his blindside hit, which was vicious. And the ball is out.
Yep.
It is clearly out before Darren Sproles goes down. And it's recovered by Green Bay because after the scrum, Green Bay comes out with the ball. But it's ruled down by contact.
And I think he was.
No, he was not down by contact.
I'm just egging you on.
Okay, don't egg me on. He was not down by contact. But
Steven
here's the problem.
Steven is standing and dancing.
Here's the problem. Green Bay had no more challenges, so they couldn't review it. But even if they could review it, because there was no definitive angle of showing Green Bay recovering the ball, they weren't going to get the ball anyways. The problem was the refs made a bad call on the field again that went against the Green Bay Packers. And this was a real ref, so you can't complain to this replacement dude. Fortunately.
That was amazing.
Fortunately.
First of all, that was amazing. People, please, if you saw him standing here ranting, Steven, go hit up people you know at the BBC and get us on Monday Night Football. They're still running the dumb graphics.
If really?
They could, Steven, think about this. From ESPN LA, from the Sports Center LA set, could we not do Monday Night Football from there?
Absolutely.
They're not doing anything there on that set.
We need
so
to call.
It still looks like ESPN. That's the thing. And it's on the BBC, only it's the guys in LA.
We need to call someone from
BBC. No, we need people over there listening to this show to call because we don't know people.
Redskins at Buccaneers. I think we've already said this. You can't let Robert Griffin III run amok with a minute 40 left.
Buck.
They let him run amok, Jeff. Tampa Bay, props to you. I'm going to give them a little one like this. That's been kind of the theme. You give little claps to kind of just say
you kind of did some stuff right.
Encouragement a little bit.
You did some stuff right.
They're down the whole game, 21-6. They fight back. They get right back into it. They take the lead, 22-21. You're like, wow, this is good stuff. This is good stuff. That's how you do it, Tampa Bay. 22-21. You're going to win the game. Buck 40. All you got to play is defense. You got that mad defense, right? That defense that blitzes at people while they're kneeling. Send it at Robert Griffin. Nah, let's play prevent. Let's play some prevent defense. Let them march down the field. And Billy Cundiff, who hadn't made a field goal all game long, kicks the field goal. They win the game. And this time you can't even send your blitzers at a kneel down because there's no more time left on.
And I'm sure that Shiano was very upset with that. Steven, you're
pacing. I'm mad at that one because I had it right. I had the Bucks in that one. So did you, for that matter.
I did, too, and I missed that game.
I'm pacing because this is my bathroom dance.
It's the pee-pee dance?
I got to go to the bathroom.
It's the pee-pee dance. Okay.
And it's
Giants at Eagles.
Come on. Come on, Barton. You can't do an offensive pass interference when you're in field goal range. Let the ball fall. Why are you fighting to try and catch a ball that you don't need to catch?
People on TV need to see this. Steven with the pee-pee dance because he's better. He's so good. You look like Jaworski up there, only good.
The Giants fall to 2-2, and Eagles all alone leading the division at 3-1. I can't believe it.
Now, Dallas Cowboys, let me say this.
I'm out. This is Steven Miranda.
I'm Jeff Ellis, and I'll finish and talk about the Dallas Cowboys. Steven, say goodnight.
Good night.
All right, here's the deal. Steven could go take care of his business, and I'm going to tell you what happened here in the Cowboys game last night. It is panic time there in Big D. It is panic time. There's no other way around it. Steven gets tough.
It's not panic.
It is panic time. This team is going to – somebody's going to get fired because of this loss.
Look, the defense is okay. They're going to be okay. If you think about it, you take away the 14 points that the Bears got off the interception returns for touchdowns, the defense gave 20 points up.
Dez Bryant is the gift that never gives back. They gave him a second chance, a third chance, a fourth chance, and all he does is turns around and stops caring about playing the sport, which is the most upsetting thing to me about this Dallas Cowboys loss. I don't care about the teams. It was very difficult covering this game with Mike Graham on Talk Sport Extra Time last night, but it was just like watching a car accident. How is Dallas going to screw this up again? And they kept doing it time and time again. Dez Bryant with an offsides penalty when it wasn't clearly, he wasn't the targeted receiver in the route. He kind of jogs off the line before the snap. Drove me crazy. Ball going through his hands. I said on Facebook last night, I wonder what kind of motor oil are on his gloves because he has slippery, slippery fingers. And nothing was... He led the team in catches last night, but all that means is that they needed to get Miles Austin more involved in this game. Or is the Bears' defense so good that they can eliminate several, Kevin Ogletree, Miles Austin, and DeMarco Murray, and some of the other receiving options, Jason Witten, for the Dallas Cowboys. Look, the Bears props to you. You guys played a heck of a game. Jay Cutler bounced back. Still don't think that what Jay's singing, his team's going to buy for an entire season. Brandon Marshall, if Dallas Cowboys can't cover Brandon Marshall, they don't have any reason to live. Because if you didn't know that they were going to throw the ball to a guy who caught the ball, I'm looking up the number right now. Brandon Marshall, 7 catches. He doubled everybody else's targets, okay? If you don't know that he's going to be getting the ball thrown at him in important situations, pull your head out, Jason Garrett. You've got another thing coming, and you need to possibly be replaced. Jerry Jones needs to fire himself as general manager. I'm Jeff Ellis, and this is Jeff Ellis for Steven Miranda. You've been listening to NFL Rants and Raves.